Let's pray. Father, we confess right now that we need you to understand your word, to take it in, to know the truth. So we do pray that your spirit teaches us today what you would have for us. The words would not be something that I prepared, but something that you have directed us to bless us, Father. And we just thank you that we can trust in you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, we were in Romans 6, and in the first verse that we covered, 17, we started out by saying, thanks be to God. Today we're in Romans 7, and the verses that we're going to go through end the same way. In verse 25, thanks be to God.
今天我们要一起来看罗马书的第七章，七章，我们要讲的这一段最后一句话的开头也是感谢神。
We rejoice, I hope, last week in, or 2 weeks ago in Romans 6, that we're set free from sin.
两个礼拜以前，我们很喜乐地分享到我们是从罪得了释放。
And that God has changed us, some of the desires of our heart, into new desires.
神将我们里面的私欲一点一点的改变成为对他圣洁美好的盼望。
I may have failed to mention at the time that that process, that complete process, is not necessarily instantaneous.
我可能上一次没有提到，就是神圣别我们这个过程，它是一个长期的过程，并不是马上就可以达到的，是一个成长的过程。
But nonetheless, you can count on the completeness, as Paul says in Philippians 1:6, he will not fail to complete what he has begun in you.
但是呢，神却给了我们有盼望。就像他在腓立比书一章六节那里说到，我深信那在你们里面心里动了善功的必成全这功，神会成全这功。
So some may ask, when will that happen? Well, in Philippians there where he's talking about, it says at Jesus' second coming, but we also know that maybe sooner if we go to be with him.
可能有人会问，那我什么时候神才可以成全我呢？按照腓立比书的说法，是在主耶稣第二次来的时候，我们可以得以完全。当然，有可能在那以前，主把我们接到他那里，那时候我们就会完全。
Some of you may know who Billy Graham is. In America, he is probably the most well-known evangelist. And you may not know that his wife, Ruth Graham, was a very, very godly woman.
在美国有一个非常伟大的布道家，他的名字叫做比利葛培。他是一个非常属灵的弟兄，但是可能有很多人不知道，其实他的姊妹也同样的属灵。
She grew up in China in a missionary family, and when we visited her. Well, Billy Graham's library in Charlotte, North Carolina.
这位姊妹呢，她是在中国出生的。当我们在北卡参观格里汉的图书馆纪念馆的时候
，She passed away quite a few years ago, but her tombstone to her grave is there.
当我们参观的时候呢，那个时候她其实已经过世好几年了。我们读到了她的墓志铭。
And there at top.Is the Chinese character, I can't make it, for righteousness.
在他的墓志铭上面用中文写到义。
Okay. But interestingly enough, below that, it says, end of construction. Thank you for your patience.
但是在下面那部分却用英文写到神的功已经完成了，谢谢你的忍耐。
She wanted people to know that complete righteousness was now complete.
她希望世人能够知道神借着在他身上所做的功已经将义成就了。
Now Paul has, of course, many of the books in the New Testament, and 2 Corinthians 3:18, we won't read it, but just to tell you, it says, we receive Christ in our lives, and then His Spirit will make us more and more like Jesus.
保罗在哥林多后书，我们今天不会读，他讲到，当我们相信主的时候，我们接受了他，他的圣灵就会慢慢的改变我们，使我们越来越与他相像。
Just so it's not confusing, I know in Romans 6, it showed us that we're free from the bondage of sin. But then in Galatians 5, it says, now be careful not to step back into that bondage.
在罗马书六章的时候，我们曾经讲到，我们不再做罪的奴仆，但是大家要小心，因为在加拉太书那里也讲到，我们要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
So we said then, and I think we say now, as it said in Romans 6, being obedient to God in the heart is what counts.
罗马书六章那里讲到，我们要从心里面顺从神。
But are we always completely obedient?
但是我们心里面常常能够做到顺从神这件事情吗？
I would say no, but do we have to talk about that?
其实很多时候我们是没有办法顺从神的。
Well, Paul also says no, and he does write about it in Romans 7.
保罗在罗马书第七章也承认了我们这个人其实是非常难以顺服神的。
See, Romans 6 talked about Jesus, he won the war against sin for us. But Romans 7, claiming that victory, has some battles and struggles along the way.
保罗在罗马书六章那里讲到，主耶稣已经为我们战胜了罪，他已经得胜了。进入罗马书七章，保罗就再给我们看到，这样的得胜能够在我们的身上成为实际，它是需要一个长期的过程，它是需要一些很多的征战。
I may have told you that a few weeks ago, Pat and I took a motorcycle trip up through Yellowstone and Wyoming and so forth.
几个礼拜以前，我和我的妻子，我们一起骑着摩托车去黄石公园，还有去Wyoming 旅行。
And we ran into some struggles, one in particular. I'll make this short, but we were in a town quite a ways away, and we got up ready to leave from our motel, and I discovered that I had lost the key to the motorcycle. The only key.
我们遇到了一些问题，就是当我们在一个很偏远的地方，我们早上起来要离开我们的旅馆的时候，发现我们摩托车的唯一的一个钥匙被弄丢了。
You can't just go buy another key for a motorcycle, and the shop was far, far away anyway.So we struggled for a while, and tried to keep my peace about me, but I thought, we're really in trouble if I don't find this key.
那个时候呢，想要再去配一把钥匙不太可能，而且摩托车的钥匙很不好配。那个时候我们两个人就非常的挣扎，我试图呢，想要努力的平静下自己，但是不是一件容易的事。
So of course we prayed about it, and then we walked all over town, every place we had been, restaurant, store, whatever, asking, have you found this key? Where is this key? You know.
当然我们做的第一件事情就是先为这件事情祷告，然后呢我们就把我们这几天去的在这个小镇上的每一个地方都去遍了，问他们有没有看见这一把钥匙。
And 2 hours later, just ready to give up,I said, okay, I'm going to go back to the motel room. I'm going to get down on my hands and knees and look every place for that key, under the dresser, under the table, okay?
两个小时以后, 我们就几乎快要放弃了。最后我说，那好，那我们就回到我们的旅馆里去。我要在里面看每一寸的沙发下面、床下面有没有我的钥匙。
Well, as I was down on my knees looking for that, I thought, you know, while I'm here, I should really pray on my knees.
那个时候呢，我正是几乎是蹲在那里找我的钥匙。当我蹲在那里的时候，我里面有一个感动，就是我既然蹲在这里了，为什么我不跪下来祷告呢？
And I did, and as soon as I got up, I had the thought, Pat had looked every place and on this one shelf, but she wasn't tall enough to see that shelf. So I walked over there on my tiptoes, and there was the key. I said, thank you, Lord.
Amen.当我结束祷告的时候呢，我心里面突然有一个想法，就是我的妻子她虽然已经看了这个架子上的每一个角落，但是因为她个子还不够高，所以上面还有一层她没有看到。那我就想，我是不是要看一看？结果当我去看的时候，那把钥匙就在那里啊！当时我非常的感谢神。
Well, what's even more interesting in our reading in the morning, before all of this, in Psalms 119, Pat noticed the verse that says.It is good when we have struggles if it leads us closer to pay attention to the Lord.
Amen. 更有意思的是那天早上我们两个人一起读圣经的时候，在诗篇119篇，我的妻子她读到了一句话，她觉得很有意思，就是当我们遇到困难的时候，其实是一件好的事情，因为困难将我们的心引向神。
So as we talked in Romans 6, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I wanted that time to be encourage us to share true freedom with other non-believers in Christ, the gospel.
当我两个礼拜以前讲到罗马书六章的时候，我讲到了什么是真正的自由。那我也鼓励大家能够把这个真正的自由向我们身边的那些还没有相信的朋友们传讲。
And my encouragement today is a little more internal.For us to, in the body, in ourselves, to take care of ourselves and each other.
那么今天我想要给大家的鼓励是借着讲罗马书的第七章，是我们能够彼此的关爱，彼此的在我们的这一个家里面彼此的照顾。
How does that happen that we're able to encourage each other? You may have heard the story in the Special Olympics of there were 8 runners.These are disabled young people competing, you know, in the Olympics.
那么我们是如何在教会生活里面彼此相顾的呢？你们可能听过在残疾人的奥运会上面有8年轻人，他们一起呢要跑到终点线上比赛。
So 100-yard dash, here 8 of them come out of the gate, but one of them falls, gets part of the way and falls.
他们要跑100米的比赛，那当他们开始比赛的时候，中间突然有一个人跌倒了。
All other of the 7 stop, go back, and help this one up, so they can all cross the finish line together.
剩下的7个人并没有跑出去，而是他们在跑回来，帮助这个人跟他一起跑过了终点线。
That's the spirit of Christianity.If a brother or sister falls, we need to be there to pick them up and help them in times that they may be struggling.
这就是今天的基督的精神。在我们的教会生活里面，若是有一个弟兄或者是姊妹跌倒了，我们也是这样的陪同他一起走过。
And of course, God's word does prepare us that when we have struggles, not if, but when we have struggles,that there is a good reason not to be shaken or not to be defeated.
同时神的话也不断地预备我们，当这里当有一天艰难的环境真的遇到的时候，我们才不至于被动摇得太厉害。
So looking forward, a verse that I had on the front of the bulletin was 1 John 3:2. And I'll just...read that. And,
in 那个我们今天的小周报上面
But it's in English there too, so maybe you can
约翰一书的三章二节，在我们的周报上面， 约翰一书的三章二节。
Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
So we're already righteous, and we've sung about that, and we're already free from sin, but we're not yet perfected.
就像我们讲过的，在主耶稣里，我们借着相信主已经称义了。我们也是从罪得以释放，但是呢，我们其实还并没有完全。
So, you know, I had to try to get the title in by Wednesday so that we can get it in the bulletin, but I'd like to change it. It says not, living in the not yet. I'd like to just slightly change it, living in the now and the not yet.
在我们的
I know that's hard to translate, I'm sorry.
Yes. 我又想了一下怎么去翻译。我觉得我想他的意思就是说我们是要活在盼望里面，但是他今天他想要把这个题目改一改，他是我们现在是活着，我们所盼望的还没有到来而已。
Because we don't want to lose track of what we have now, just thinking about the future, well, someday, but we have so much now also.
我们今天我们所有的神已经赐给了我们很多，我们不必只是盼望着将来。
So let me go through this in, this is the New American Standard. But in 14 it says, For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of flesh, sold under sin. For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want to do, I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it is to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of death. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin.
Do you want me to read it?
As you read, yeah, before.
Okay. 罗马书七章十四节到二十五节，我们一起来读一下好不好？七章十四节，我们原晓得律法是属灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。因为我所做的，我自己不明白；我所愿意的，我并不做；我所恨恶的，我倒去做。若我所做的是我所不愿意的，我就应承律法是善的。既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我也知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中，没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候， 便有恶与我同在，因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我去从犯罪的律。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
I don't know how it is in Chinese, but even in English, a lot of people have a little bit of confusion with the wording here.
不管是在中文还是英文的版本里面，我相信很多人读的时候就会越读越糊涂。
But let's try to unpack it a little bit and make it as simple as possible.
但是我们可以一点点的把它能够解开，能够从很简单的点来看这一段话。
So let's look at four questions. What does Paul say about the law? What does Paul say about the flesh? What does Paul say about those coexisting?And what does Paul say the final solution is to that?
今天我们会来看四个问题。第一个问题是保罗所讲到的律，第二个是保罗所讲到的肉体，第三个是律和肉体他们是共存的，第四个是保罗提到如何来解决这个人的苦恼。
What does Paul say about the law? Paul, is the law good or bad? Well, I think Paul said it isn't bad, it's good.
当保罗讲到律法的时候，律法到底是好的还是坏的？保罗在这里提到说，律法绝对是好的。
Well, we look back at Romans 6 and we say, but I think we're free from the bondage of the law. But that's something I have to do. That's not being obedient to the heart.
当我们讲读到罗马书六章的时候，那里说到我已经从律法的辖制下面已经脱离出来了。那里的律法是讲到就是我必须要，律法要求我必须要去做一件事情，而不是我从心里面愿意去做。
And we said 2 weeks ago, we're free to be obedient from the heart.
两个礼拜以前我也跟大家提到神赐给我们有自由，让我们可以从心里面顺从他。
So in 7:14, he says the law is spiritual.7:22, he says, I delight in the law of God in my inner being. That's down deep.
所以保罗在7:14那里说，我们晓得律法原来是属灵的，是好的。同时在22那里也说，我是喜欢神的律的。
Let's talk about what's the purpose of the law. And let me make a distinction here. I hope this doesn't throw you off. Okay. We're talking about the moral law.Israel had a cultural law that Moses gave, but we're talking about the moral law, and the easiest thing to look of it is the 10 do's and don'ts, right, Thomas? We talked about the other night, the 10 do's and don'ts. J. Okay.
我们首先来看一下律法的功用到底是什么。在讲这个以前呢，我要给大家提一个分别，就是以色列人他们有十诫，这是他们基本的诫命。但是他们也有他们的文化的关于生活各面的很多的诫命。
For one thing, it reveals God's character. And I think it reveals the image that he wants us to have of that.
那么律法它真正的功用是什么呢？律法是告诉我们神的属性是什么，同时律法也告诉我们神希望我们能够成为什么样的人。
And the other thing that Paul talks about is the law is good because it reveals our sinfulness. It reveals our self-centered and our need for a Savior.
同时保罗也告诉我们律法它其实是暴露了我这个人，我是一个罪人，而且我也是一个以自我为中心的人，并且借着律法我知道我需要救主。
So I believe what Paul is talking about here,Him as a Christian, his deep, deep love for the truth and the law of God.
保罗在这里也谈到了他作为一个基督徒，在他的心的深处，他对于神的律法，他对于神 满了的爱。
Now in Hebrews 8:10, we don't have to go there, but it's talking about the Lord speaking and saying, I will put my law on your heart. I will put my law into you, into your inner being. Okay. You want to go ahead with that? Yeah.
Go ahead.
It comes from Jeremiah, but in Hebrews, they're obviously applying it to our lives. God is going to put his law on our hearts. So it must be good.
Amen. 在希伯来书八章那里，主耶稣他自己说，当那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们的心上。这句话呢是从耶利米书来的，但是这里说出神是想要把他的律法放在我们的心中，那么律法必定是一件好的事情。
So, the law was for the past people, for Israel, to show them, but it's for us too, today.
神的律法不只是为着旧约的以色列人，也是为着今天你我每一位相信主的人。
Not to be in bondage, but to freely obey from our hearts.
不是要辖制我们，乃是帮助我们能够从心里顺从神。
Okay, so secondly, what does Paul say about man's flesh? Well, he says, nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh.
Amen. 那么保罗是如何来看人的肉体呢？在这里他说，在我的肉体里面没有良善。
This is an acknowledgement of what's called indwelling sin. And many have wrote about it, John Owens in particular, a long time ago, but wrote a whole book on the fact that there is indwelling sin in a Christian.
肉体是什么意思呢？就是告诉我们，在我们里面住着一个罪，它是住在我们里面的，就像John Owen所说的，我们里面住着罪。
So it's not to say nothing is good for us, in us, but apart from Christ, apart from the Spirit, apart from my new nature in Christ, there's nothing good.
这并不是说我们是就是不好的，而是说若是我们离开了基督，离开了神的圣灵，离开了神所赐给我们的心造，在我的里面就是没有良善的。
Back to Galatians 5, Paul's advice in 5:16 and 17, we're to walk in the Spirit, not the desires of the flesh, because they're against the Spirit, and the Spirit is against the flesh.
保罗也在加拉太书五章那里说到，当我们想要顺从圣灵来过生活的时候，我们就会发现我们里面的情欲会和我们里面的圣灵相争，让我们不能做我们想做的事情。
So this battle, at times, of loving the law and hating what we do against the law, it begins when we become a Christian. It begins when we're saved.
从我们得救的第一天开始，在我们的心中就有这样一个属灵的征战，就是一面是我们爱慕神的神的律法，但是另外一面我们因着我们活不出来这样的律法，我们也非常的痛苦。
God has opened our eyes and showed us his glory and how far we fall short of his glory.
神也一点点的开我们的眼，叫我们看见他是何等的荣耀，也叫我们的看见我们每一个人实在是配不得，也亏缺了他的荣耀。
Now, few commentators believe that the moment that we're justified and saved, that we're already sinlessly perfect. We're perfect.
有一些解经家很少的一部分人，他们觉得当我们信主的时候，我们的罪就完全得到解决，我们这个人也完全了。
Now, I should tell you, we are positionally, that may be a little hard to understand, because we have his righteousness, but the changes that he wants to do in our life are not there yet.
我想要告诉大家的是，就是当我们信主的时候，我们每一个人从地位上，神所给我们的身份上，我们都被称义了，但是我们能够有这样一个称义的生命，有这样一个称义的活出，是一生神要在我们身上 所工作出来的。
So what does Paul say about the law and man's flesh coexisting together?
嗯，这也就是为什么神保罗说为什么是神的律法和人的肉体是同时在我们这个人身上并存的。
Well, in 7:23 of this chapter, it says they do coexist together, two members in our body.
所以在7:23那里讲到这样的一个属肉体的天性，还有在灵从心里面喜欢神的律法，这样两个天性在我这一个得救的人的身上，它是同时存在的。
So we know only one born again can have a new nature and could have two natures inside, mind and body. So that has to be a Christian. Has to be a Christian.
所以若是一个人他里面有这样肉体和圣灵的征战，他一定是一个基督徒，因为是借着相信主，我们里面的有才能够有这样一个新的生命与我们的肉体相争。
And Paul is implying that Christians can walk in the Spirit, but can also step back into the flesh.
保罗也在这里给我们看到，基督徒是可以慢慢的顺从圣灵过生活，但是我们也可以渐渐的回到我们以前的生活。
So you might say, well, but not Paul. I mean, the great apostle Paul. Yes. In fact, in 2 Corinthians 12:9, he talks about this thing in the flesh that he asked God to take away, and God doesn't take it away, but it does keep him humble.
有人可能会觉得保罗你是个大使徒，所以你可以不断的得胜。但是呢，保罗也在哥林多后书那里讲到，在他的身上也有一个特别的软弱，而且神也借着这个软弱，使他能够降卑下来。
So this struggle isn't constant. It's occasional in some people's life. We think, well, who else? How about Peter? Peter denied Christ 3 times. And you might say, well, that was before he had the Holy Spirit. But years later, Paul had to actually correct him in public for coveting the approval of other men.
有人可能说保罗是大使徒，那么彼得呢？彼得他也失败过，他曾经3次否认主。那有人说，那可能是他还没有得着圣灵的时候。即使是在他已经有了圣灵，在加拉太书那里，在加拉太的教会里，保罗也当面抵挡彼得，因为彼得那个时候害怕从雅各家来的人，所以他作假。
Well, some may say, well, that wasn't really such a bad sin, but yes, it was. It was very important that he be corrected, for the growing church, the beginning church.
所以当保罗他当面抵挡彼得的时候，那是一个非常对教会以后的发展是一件非常重要的事情。
So another question, do believers who, despite of being a new creation, find themselves still having sinful desires?
所以每一个得救重生的弟兄姊妹们，我们都是圣经上说我们是新造的人，但是你有没有发现很多时候常常在我们的里面也满了恶念呢？
Now we read about sinful desires in the Bible and we usually think it's some kind of lustful desire, but it can include greed, jealousy, anger, pride, all of those are sinful desires.
罪不是像我们想象的只是那几样罪而已，罪在圣经上描述它也包括嫉妒、争竞，不光是肉体的，还有心里面各样的情欲。
Now I've talked to and been around quite a while, Christian men that have been set free from pornography, but still wrestle with lustful desires, still wrestle with those desires.
有很多的基督徒，他们脱离了色情的作品，但是常常他们的心里面也是有各种的情欲来搅扰他们。
Now we encourage each other, don't fall back into that. You've been set free from that. So be careful.
所以我们应当彼此相劝，要非常的小心，不要再回到那样的生活里。
And we may tell them, set up some protections. like Job did in Job 31:1, he said, I've made a covenant with my eyes not to look upon a woman with lust.
就像约伯在约伯记31章那里我们需要来做一些的事情他说我与我的眼睛立约怎能念念瞻望处女呢我们需要自己保护好自己。
So guess what? Something comes up on the computer or comes up on your TV screen. Click. You have to turn your head. That sounds, to some people that sounds so silly. Oh, I can handle it. No, don't try to handle it.
Amen. 所以当这样的试探来到的时候我们要学会躲不要跟他直接冲突因为这不是我们的能力可以解决的。
And it is the problem that we're in a world that is geared to bring those type of things out in us, to have us lose control, to bring out the worst in us.
今天我们基督徒的面临的问题呢也很大因为整个世界它是开足了马力不断地用各种各样的方式来影响我们这个人来改变我们这个人。
Just look at all the commercials, the advertisements, me, 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 I want what I want.
在所有的广告里面都告诉我们最重要的是我自己是我想要的是什么是以我为满足就是最好的。
So what do we do? Do we go live in a monastery with the monks?
那么我们应该怎么办呢我们是不是要离开这个世界去过一个修道院的生活呢
There's an old song about a guy visiting the monasteries, and he said the monks were going along and singing, we fall down, we get up. We fall down, we get up. And we walk in the spirit.
Amen. 有一个人他曾经参观过一个修道院然后他这样写了一首他这样描写那些修道士们呢他们一边走一边唱歌就是我们不断的被打败但是我们再起来我们不断的再被打败但是我们再起来顺从圣灵
So the proper response is I love you God I love the ways that you have for me and I hate the sin that I do
所以我们可以活下去的一个方法就是我们要不断的告诉神主啊我是爱你的虽然我犯罪但从我心里面我其实是很厌恶罪的。
Now there's two ends to caution ourselves about. One of them is pride. And Proverbs 16:18 says that pride comes before the fall or before our stumbling. We have a higher view of ourselves than we should.
我们需要小心的就是我们这个人里面的骄傲。在箴言那里讲到我们人之所以败坏是因为他心中的骄傲。所以我们要对这件事情特别的小心。
Oh, I couldn't possibly be in that sin. I'm too good of a Christian.
有人说我已经是一个很好的基督徒了，所以我不会骄傲。但是这几乎是不可能的事情。
But on the other end is I beat up on myself, or I, worse yet, I beat up on somebody else that's struggling with that.
那么人也可能到另外一个极端，就是。每一次我犯罪了我都觉得我已经死了我都觉得我没有盼望了我都觉得我没有出路了或者是说别人犯了罪那么我就会上去揍他一顿告诉他你怎么这么差劲
And for an immature Christian that allows Satan to come in and say Oh you're not really a Christian I just saw what you did you're not a Christian
很多时候甚至是连撒旦他也会抓住机会来控告我们对我们说你看你刚刚才做了什么你还能算是一个基督徒吗你是基督徒你还能做这样的事情吗
No, I remind myself, this isn't who I am in Christ. I have the power to overcome this sin. And I remind you of Philippians 4:13. I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me.
很多时候我们需要在那一刻提醒我们自己我们是一个属主的人而且是主已经买了我赎了我我需要再回到神的面前来过一个真实敬畏神的生活。
But that is all things in Christ. I remind myself that it's not me, it's my hope in Him, not in my determination.
很多时候在我们的失败里面我们需要做的就是在仰望我们的救主。不是我可以 做什么事情，乃是我的救主，我仰望他，他可以拯救我。
And that's why we sang the song, I need thee every hour. Okay, not just once I was saved, not just last month. Every day, I need you, Lord.
这也是为什么今天我们唱这首诗歌，主啊，我每时每刻都需要你。不只是我信主的时候需要你，也不只是我得胜的时候需要你。主啊，在我生活里面的每一天，我都需要你。
There was a movie one time, and this guy ran around always saying, if something was falling, I got it, I got it, I got it, I don't got it. Or if something had to be held up, I got it, I got it, I don't got it. That's kind of the way it is for us. If we think we've got it, we don't have it. Okay, that's better English, actually, than I don't got it. But, but the point is, He has it. Christ has it in our lives.
很多就像电影里面所讲的那样，很多时候当我们对自己有太多的盼望的时候，甚至是我们想要自己把自己变得更好的时候，其实是我们变得更不好的时候。所以弟兄姊妹们，让我们不要太盼望自己可以做一个好人，而是盼望我们的主他拯救我们。
So are there some things we can do to kind of work against these battles, these conflicts? Sure.You may have heard the tale of the guy that said he had two dogs. He loved them both, but they fought all the time. And somebody says, well, which one wins? He says, well, the one I feed the most.
Amen. 所以在这样一个属灵的征战，肉体和圣灵的征战里面，我们如何可以得胜呢？就像有一个故事讲到一个人，他有两只狗，这两条狗呢经常打架。有人就问这个人，这两只狗里面谁是经常赢的那只狗呢？这个人就说，就是我常常给他喂东西吃的那只狗。我想他的意思就是说，我们需要常常的有从神来的喂养。
So let's make sure that we're feeding ourselves. And like Philippians 4:8 says, whatever's excellent, whatever's good, whatever's honorable, think about those things. You know, it's hard to say, I'm not going to think about this. Instead, think about that. Think about what's honorable.
所以我们需要常常用圣经的话来喂养我们，就像腓立比书四章那里说的，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的，这些事情，用这些事情来喂养我们的心灵。
So finally, what does Paul say about the final solution to this battle? Well, we look at 7:24 here at the end, his rhetorical question.
保罗在七章二十四节这里他以一个非常愁苦的一句话开头，他说我真是苦啊，他用这句话来开头讲如何能够解决这一场征战。
Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? He knows the answer to that. We know the answer to that.
Amen. 二十四节那里说我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？保罗知道答案，今天我们在座的每一位其实也都知道这个答案。
So, verse 25, here's the answer. Wait for it. Wait for it. Thanks be to God.
Amen. 所以在25节这里讲到了感谢神。
That's where my hope is. That's where I rest. Not in my determination, not in how strong I am, but howStrong he is.
所以今天我们在这场征战里面可以走下去，不是因为我的意志有多强，不是因为我有多么大的决心，而是因为神能拯救我，我的盼望在乎于他，不在乎于我自己的得胜和失败。
This hope is something really strong in our lives. You may have heard about an experiment was done back in the 50s, andIt wouldn't be done today because of animal rights, but it was putting rats in large containers of water and seeing how long they would swim before they drown.
在50年代的时候曾经做过一个很有名的实验，这个实验今天可能不会有人再做了，因为动物保护法。在这个实验里面，有人就把很多老鼠放到了一个容器里面，看它们可以在里面游多久才窒息。
What he found was, this experimenter, that Many of the rats, and not too long ago, they sink, they drowned. They just went to the bottoms.
这个实验发现很快这些老鼠他们就淹死了。
But then he put some other rats in, and just about when they were ready to sink, he pulled them out.
但是呢另外一组的实验就是这些有一群的老鼠呢就是当他们不停的游不停的游快要被淹死的时候突然把他们救出来然后再把他们放回去这样他们又会不停的游。
So, where the first rats had swam only for minutes, perhaps, he found that these rats that had been rescued, that had hope, swam many, many, many more times longer than that.
这个实验就发现啊，那些被救出来的小白鼠，因为他们曾经被救出来过，所以他们里面有一个盼望，就是他们还可以再蒙拯救，所以他们就不停地游，不停地游，想要游到他们再被拯救的时候。
So for me, I'm just going to keep on swimming because I have hope. I know he will rescue me.
所以对于我来说我需要做的就是不停地向着主游过去过我每一天的生活等候神来拯救我。
Maybe another more biblical way of putting it is I'm going to wait on the Lord. And waiting on the Lord, you know, is not something that we do idly, that we're idle.John 15, for instance, says, I'm the vine, you're the branches, that if you abide in me, your branches will, you will bear fruit. Okay?
在约翰福音15章5节那里说，主耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子。唯一可以叫我们活下去的，就是我们这个人常常是连于我们的神。
I also notice at the end of that it says, You can do nothing without me. Now I juxtaposition that to the one I gave you in 4:13, where it says, I can do all things through Christ. But then in John 15, he says, I can do nothing without him. Makes sense.
Amen. 就像在罗马书七章那里讲到的主耶稣借着他的话告诉我们若是没有主若是离开了主我们就不能做什么同样在罗马书七章这里也讲到若是靠着主主会带着我们走下去
So I remind myself that I am able to serve the law of God with my mind even though not yet perfectly Now the mind doesn't mean just thinking about it The mind that serves is the renewed mind that is being transformed、
mm-hmm.所以在罗马书七章二十五节这里说到这样看来我以内心顺服神的律在这里讲到在我以我的内心顺服神的律的心是一个已经开始被神改变的心
So I realize as Philippians 1:11 says God is for me and I think about all that I will become through him one day
在腓立比书那里讲到神是为我们征战的神所以我也靠着神有一天我可以结出仁义的果子来
So in Romans 6 we saw the power of sin destroyed broken in the spirit given to us Now if we get to it in Romans 8 we're going to see how weuse that spirit, or where we walk in that spirit, to defeat these little battles.
在罗马书的六章保罗给我们看到是我们已经从罪的权势里面得了释放并且八章也告诉我们我们要靠着圣灵而行具体怎么样才能够靠着圣灵而行八章会讲在圣灵里面过生活可以解决我们这个人里面的很多的问题。
So it's clear as Christians, though we sometimes sin, it's not okay to make peace with that sin. I may have shared before, before God changed me, I had a really, really bad temper. And even after he started changing me, I sometimes said, well, I still got a temper, but as long as I'm not hurting anyone, yeah, it's not so bad.No, he taught me different. It's sin. You have to do away with that altogether.
很多人信主了以后 会想要改变自己。我并不是说信主了罪我犯罪就可以让它过去，但是我曾经是一个脾气很坏的人。我每一次发脾气的时候并不是说因为我信主了所以这个脾气我发了就算了，而是说在我里面我的神他会来改变我，我不再是喜欢发脾气。
So if anyone is engaging in these kind of occasional battles, it's a good sign. It's a sign that they're maturing in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果今天在你的里面有这样的一种挣扎，有这样的一种征战，其实它是一件好的事情。它说出了神正在不断的成全我们。
So that's good news. But even greater news is that one day you'll be with Jesus and you'll be like him.
神会不断的成全我们，我们所得到的好消息就是有一天，当我们见主耶稣的时候，我们会像他。
So I'll ask myself, you could perhaps ask yourself, do I love the law? Do I hate my sin? Do I look to Christ as and his righteousness working in me? Yes. To all three.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们我们可以问一问自己，我是否是喜爱神的律法，我是否是厌恶罪，我是否是What is the third one?
Do I look to Christ to do this in me?
Okay, 我是否愿意把我的盼望放在主的身上，仰望他在我身上的拯救呢？
So I want to make it clear, we're justified with God through grace. Everybody knows that. We're saved by grace.But we're also changed. Now we have the word up there in English, sanctified. Mm-hmm. But just think of it as we're being changed also in grace. It's not our works.
弟兄姊妹们，我想要再强调，我们之所以蒙称义，是因为神白白的赐给了我们的恩典，并且这个恩典也会不断的来圣别我们。他圣别我们不是因为我们做得好，乃是因为我们相信，我们愿意依靠神。
So in the end, we'll all say thanks be to God. Okay? Let's
Amen.
Pray. Let's
Amen.
Give him thanks.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we do give you thanks. Sometimes I can be a little slow to understand your truth, and I thank you for drawing me back to it and reminding me, keeping me in your word to know what you have prepared for me and what I will receive fully someday. Just the idea of being in the image of Christ keeps me going now, keeps me excited, and I pray that's true for all of us, that we keep our eye on that end result, and in the meantime, we just enjoy you, God. We enjoy the fellowship that we have with you, and we want to glorify you along the way. So continue to teach us your ways, and we do say thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.